Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight for our Bible study, our time of ministry in the Word of God. Welcome to 2022, our year of divine everything. Oh, God is so good. He's so awesome. He's so amazing. I'm so thankful to him for all of his goodness, his love, his mercies, his kindness, his faithfulness towards us. And I thank God for you that you made it into this new year. Hallelujah. Would you take a minute and just say, thank you, Lord. I made it. And I'm here for another time of digging into the Word of God. I'm still here in the land of the living. Would you do that? Take one more minute. Lift up your hands to heaven. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for preserving my life. Thank you. You still have an assignment for me on this earth. You still have a purpose for me to fulfill. There's a reason why you kept me. There's a reason why I'm still here. There's a reason why you preserve my life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I hope you are truly thankful. I hope you're full of gratitude as I am, as all of us are here, for all of God's goodness, for all of his love, for all of his mercies to us. Actually, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Initially, before we decided to wait to start out our Bible studies after the Daniel fast started, that is today, the first Wednesday after the Daniel fast started. Initially, I had actually considered starting last week, the very first opportunity that we had, the first Wednesday that we were going to have in 2022. I thought we were going to have a service, and at the back of my heart, I was going to devote that service. This is the truth, honest to God truth. I was going to devote that service to just praising God, to just being thankful. I was gonna share a little bit here and there, but I really was gonna just have us take time to bless the name of the Lord, to be thankful to him, to be grateful, to express our gratitude for all that he's done with us, all that he's done for us. And, you know, I was really looking forward to it. I was very excitedly looking forward to it. This was just before we came into the new year. But of course, a few days after that, I think somewhere around our watch night service, you know, we decided, okay, let's give everybody a break and start properly when we start the Daniel fast. So, but even in spite of that change that we made, I am still, you can tell, I'm still in that thanksgiving mode. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, even though we're not going to devote the entire service tonight, to thanking God and praising God, of course, right through whenever I sense a need, I might just take a break and just bless the name of the Lord. That's really so strong in my spirit tonight. But I do have some really important things that I believe the Lord is going to have us get into as we start out our times of ministry in the Word in 2022, our Bible studies this new year. Amen. So I trust God that you are excited, you are doing well, and 2022 is a full blast for you and for your family. Amen. And glory be to God, glory be to God. Whatever platform you are joining us on tonight, I thank you for the different platforms, whether it's a video teaching, and many of you are able to join us for this video teaching, but some people, I think, might be joining us on our teleconference line, so it's just audio for them. But whatever the case, thank you for being here, Thank you for making tonight, the very first Bible study in 2022, a reality. A reality is one of our blessings, one of the blessings that the Lord has given us. So, if you will, please let's bow our heads, bow your heads with me. Let's share a word of prayer together as we open this up. Father, we thank you so very much tonight. Oh, we bless your holy name. We give you praise. Lord, we're so beyond ourselves, so over the top, so thankful, so excited, so glad. Oh, Lord, so full of praise, gratitude, thanksgiving. We're so amazed at your love for us, for everything that you do for us, everything you've done already, everything you are doing currently, and everything that you will yet do. We thank you. Thank you for the gift, the precious gift of this new year, 2022. Woo, hallelujah. We haven't even spent a few minutes. I feel the presence of the Lord in this service already. Hallelujah. Thank you for the precious gift of 2022. So many people have not been privileged to experience this gift, but we have. We are right here in the land of the living. We are not a forgotten people. We are not a forsaken people. We are precious to you, the apple of your eyes. And your covenant continues to work in our lives. You continue to manifest your glory. You continue to stretch out your hands towards us and to do us good, to do us well in the land of the living. We're truly thankful. Father, I am truly thankful. And on behalf of everyone in our family, our spiritual family, everyone that we are connected with in the kingdom of God, on their behalf tonight, regardless of what is going on in their lives, I say thank you. All of us say thank you. We say thank you. Receive the glory, Lord. Receive the praise. And Lord, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters, everyone that is online with us tonight and those that might be joining us afterwards. I pray for them in the name of Jesus, them and their loved ones. I thank you, God, for keeping them, for preserving their lives. And Lord, I know that this is a unique, a new opportunity that you've given to us, a brand new season, a brand new beginning, an opportunity to be able to enjoy you, to be able to know you more, to be able to grow in you and to be able to experience more and more of what you have prepared for us. So Lord, as we yield ourselves and as we've prepared ourselves, we come before you tonight and I ask that you open up your heavens over your people in the name of Jesus. Let there be an outpouring of your rain, your latter rain and your former rain. Let the glory of God visit with us, Father. Help us, touch us in such a way that our lives will never be the same again. Let there be a freshness, that fresh glory that you promised us. Enable each and every one of us to be able to experience it in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, to know you more and more and more and more. Father God, to perceive you, to recognize you, to understand you more clearly, more strongly, to know the wonders of your person, Father God, and the power that outflows from your resurrection. And Lord, we receive all that you have for us. We receive grace and mercy. And we thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for your presence amongst us. We thank you for your word that you prepared. We thank you for the presence of Almighty God that is here with us already tonight in 2022. Have your way. None of us, Lord, and all of you. Do that which pleases you. Do that which glorifies you. Enable us to enter in. Enable us, God, to mount up with wings as the eagles in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do an amazing work in the lives of all of your people. I thank you for it, Lord. I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Woohoo! Glory be to God and welcome and welcome and welcome. And thank you for being with us again tonight. Hallelujah. Well, this is going to be good. And I'm staring, I'm digging within my spirit and wondering where to start from. This is going to be so good. This is exciting. Amen. Amen. Beginning tonight, I'm going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, have us start discussing something that the Lord burned into my heart very strongly towards the end of 2021. It was one of those occasions towards the end of the year. I was prayer walking and opening my heart to the Lord and asking him a few things, trying to understand a few things. I had just gotten some information about some things that some ministers had just gone through. A very prominent servant of God out somewhere in the Colorado area of the United States. But that was not really an isolated incident. There were so many other situations that just really grieved my heart, you know, where these believers and ministers and godly people had come into such pain and such devastation. And I knew that these were godly people. I knew that these were people who loved the Lord, who were passionate about the things of God. It just so really bothered me. In the course of my heart-to-heart conversation with the Lord, as I talked to him about it and sought answers, and it, right there as I was prayer jogging, like someone was standing behind me, like someone was running alongside with me, I heard a word. It obviously was the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it was a one-word a message, revelatory message, that just exploded in my spirit. And suddenly, it seemed like all the questions I was asking, all the staring within my spirit, the uncertainties, the questionings, and the state of being perturbed by all of these occurrences just suddenly all melted away, just in an instance, in a moment, when I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit whisper that word to me. And right there and then, my conversation with the Lord took on a totally different trajectory. And from then on was birthed some of what you and I are going to be studying together in this first part of the year during our Bible study and our times of ministry in the Word of God. Now, this is extremely important to me, and is extremely important to you, and is extremely important to the heart of God. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you the direction that we're going to be going. But of course, you know, I started getting all of that ready and started digging and digging and digging and all of that. But during our watch night service, then I had another experience. Now, this is our year of divine everything. Hallelujah. This is our year of divine, I can't hear you. This is our year of divine everything, divine appointments, divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, divine orchestrations, and on and on and on like that. Our year of divine everything. And I pray that this will indeed be a year of divine everything for you in Jesus' mighty name. I'm sure you can tell I'm all over the place. It's a new year. We haven't had these services for a little while, so You know, we'll just go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. I will probably close before my time is up tonight. Let's see how the Lord leads us. But during our watch night service, as we were getting ready to turn to get into the new year 2022, and I was ministering from the Word of God, talking about from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4, how God's divine power has been made available to us and supplies everything to us that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. And as we were learning and just sharing that from the Word of God, somewhere towards the end of the service, just before before 12 midnight, then came this thing. The Holy Spirit interjected Psalm 91 verse 14. I really had not prepared it. I had not thought about it. But right there and then in that service, it came. And since then, of course, you know, we read it in that service. But days after that, I just have been digging and digging. And I know there's a whole lot out there in Psalm 91 from verse 14 all the way down. Actually, the entire chapter. But the Lord wanted to give us that scripture. That came to us by revelation, by a revelatory experience. It was a Rhema experience that we had that night. And so, that was something totally unexpected. And as I've dug into that scripture, over the last several days after the watch night service, there is a slightly different theme that I didn't really prepare for as we got into the new year that started coming out of that experience. So because of that, what we're going to study this first few weeks, first season of 2022, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. Someone said, when are you going to tell? In just a minute. I'm just clearing the ground and getting ready, okay? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless your name. Before we dive into that, I'm going to get us to kind of be around, talk about knowing God for a little while, knowing God. But they are all connected, right? You're going to see in just a minute. Okay, enough of my introduction. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's go read this all-important piece of scripture, Jeremiah chapter 6, and I want us to read verse 16. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be studying for the next few weeks after we get through talking about knowing God, just learning discussing a few things about. Actually, this will not be real teaching when we talk about knowing God and growing in our knowledge of the Lord and developing our desire to know God more and more. That is not going to be so much of a teaching, really. It's going to be more of an exhortation, and you and I are going to be looking into the Word of God and kind of just stirring up ourselves, you know, and provoking one another in that direction of having a stronger desire, a stronger yearning, a stronger passion to know God more than we ever have. All right, but let's start out. Let me just give you a little bit of this. This is just a little bit of where we're going to go later on. And then I'm going to pull you back and we're going to start talking about growing in knowing the Lord before we get to that whole topic that we're going to be discussing. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. This is what the King James Bible says. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways." Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Can you feel it where you are? There's such an anointing, such a power here. "Thus saith the Lord," Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." Where is the good way? Where is the good way? And walk therein. And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls when you walk therein. When you ask for the old paths, when you ask for the good way, when you find the good way, when you walk in that good way, the Bible says you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest. But God's people that received this message, that the prophet Jeremiah was sending this, was delivering this message to, were obstinate. We are not obstinate, praise God. We are going to embrace the word of the Lord. But they were obstinate. The Bible says, but they said, no, we will not walk therein. And because of that, it cost them. It cost them in ways, it cost them in things, it cost them in precious, valuable substance. Most important, it cost them some of the blessings and graces of life. It cost them rest in God. It cost them sometimes even life itself. Look at that scripture one more time. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And when you do, you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. This is the way the Lord put it to me. He said, I'm going to read it directly to you from my notes. He said, there is your way, talking to me. There is your way, that's my way. Then there is the world's way. And then there is the good way. There are three different ways altogether. There is your way, there is the world's way, and then there is the good way. The good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. I'm going to say that again. There is your way, my way. I'm not exempt because the Lord was saying this to me. There is your way, there is the world's way, and then there is the good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. And the Lord was showing me, obviously through his word, but also through this revelatory experience, this intimate conversation that we were having, that a lot of things that his people set out to do are usually good things. A lot of our dreams, the Lord says, are good dreams. A lot of our plans are aspirations are usually good. He said, but a lot of times, what is lacking, what is missing, and what is often faulty is the way in which we carry those things out. We can love the Lord. We can be passionate about the things of God. We can embrace the word of God. We can be committed to the kingdom of God. And we can have godly aspirations and dreams. And we can seek to do great things for God and for the kingdom of God. He said, all of that is great. But the way in which we get those things done, many times, makes a difference between whether we actually succeed or whether we fail. This is so powerful. He said a lot of times, even while pursuing those things, even while seeking to represent him, even while seeking to carry out his program, his will, his purpose, going about it in any other way that is not his way often leads to failure and sometimes leads to disaster. So a lot of times it's not that the purpose was wrong. A lot of times it's not that the desire was wrong. It's that we didn't find the good way. The good way. Remember what he said again. He said, there is your way. There is the world's way. And then there is the good way. That it's your way or my way, and we're believers, doesn't necessarily mean that way is endorsed by the Lord. Doesn't mean it's approved by the Lord. In one scripture, the Bible says, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a man who was approved of God through signs and wonders. So there is something to be said for God's approval. God doesn't approve everything and everything that we do. He doesn't approve every plan. He doesn't approve every way we try to walk in. It's very important to have God's approval, folks. It is extremely important. It's just the first service. It's so intense, the power of God. First service in 2022. Forgive me, it's so intense. The grace of God, the anointing, the presence of God, even here, is so powerful. It's so important that we have God's approval, folks. God's approval is what ensures. It doesn't just ensure that we achieve our goals, achieve our desires, which is great. That's what we want. But it also ensures that the process of getting it done is a blessed process. Is the process of rest. Look at it. He says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and then you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls. Folks, God wants to give us rest. God wants to give us rest on every side, not hazards. God wants to give you rest. Can you say that with me? Put your hand on your heart. Say, God wants to give me rest. I choose to receive the rest of the Lord for my life. Amen. He said, you will find rest for your souls. That's ease, the ease of life. No hazard, no panic, no disasters, no plague. That's not for us. That's for the world. We can live in the environment. Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. He says to us in the epistle, he says, you are born of God, little children. You are born of God, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You are born of God. You are born of God. So we can live in the environment of the world. We can operate right here in the environment of the world where there's so much uncertainty, where there's so much pain, where there's so much hassle, plague, stress. But we can be like Christ in the boat. In Mark chapter 4, when there was a storm and all the disciples were looking for a way to just stop the water from destroying their boat, and they were And they actually believed they were going to perish. The disciples believed that night was their last night on earth. But here was the Lord Jesus Christ right there inside of the boat, in the inner chamber of that boat, and he was sleeping. The Bible says sleeping on a leather cushion. He had rest. When he told them, said, let's go over to the other side. Mark chapter 4. That's what he said. I haven't prepared that scripture. The Holy Spirit just gave that to me by revelation just now. He said, let us go over. Let's pass over to the other side. And when he said, let's go over to the other side, that was the goal. That was the dream. But in addition to getting that goal accomplished, he had rest for his soul. He had rest for his soul. The journey was a smooth journey. It was a good ride. Hallelujah. Do you know, God wants 2022 to be a good journey for you. God wants your destiny, the rest of it, whatever is left of it. God wants it to be a good ride for you. God wants you to have rest for your soul. God wants you to be able to enter in to everything that has been prepared, everything that has been ordained for you, and he wants you to be able to take advantage of every blessing, every grace, every favor, every mercy on your journey. He wants you to have rest. What is going to determine whether or not you and I do have that rest, or whether or not we actually get to our destination? Right here, Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Here, again, let's read it one more time. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. Ask. Ask for the old paths. Oh, Jesus. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? You know, we're going to read a few translations right here in just a minute here. A few of those translations use some very interesting words. He said, ask for the old paths. Some people think the old paths are not modern. They are not applicable to modern times. But that's not true. The principles of the Word of God never change. Yes, the times do change, and the application of those principles might take a slightly different shape and format for us in 2020, 2021, 2022 than it did maybe in 1801, 1810, 1820, 1919, 1920, 1950. Yes, it might. The application might take a slightly different shape. But the principle of the Word of God never changes. There are some people who see this, ask for the old paths. That they think, that's not modern. We got to modernize everything. Yeah, yeah. We can modernize the delivery and some of the aspects of the application of the principles of the Word of God, but the principles themselves never change. Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, I think I'm taking too much time in here. I'm going to just pull back a little bit from this and we'll come back to it in a few weeks while we pursue growing in the knowledge of God here. So we're going to be talking for a while after when we get back there. We're going to be talking about the divine reality of uncommon wisdom. The divine reality of uncommon wisdom. Can you say those words with me? The divine reality of uncommon wisdom. Say it one more time. The divine reality of uncommon wisdom. Yes, we will. Look at it. It said, ask for the old paths. Some people think, we're going to read a couple of versions here before we leave this, because we've got to get back to that the visitation we had during our watch night service at Abundant Life. I know it didn't seem like it in the moment, but I know for those who picked things up in the spirit, I certainly afterwards knew that was what was going on. That revelation took on a life of its own, which I was not even aware it was something, but I have been stuck there for the last, since the year started, in all the power, the divine dunamis, and all of that revelation about what the divine power of God will do in our lives, all of the divine everything that I was so excited about, still very excited about it, but this has taken precedence. It has become clear. The divine one comes before the divine power. The priority of life must be seeking the divine one. Oh, Jesus. The priority of life must be seeking to know the divine one more strongly and more clearly. Must be seeking to walk more intimately with him. And you know, there is no depth. Here you go. I'm drifting away from, I'm just going there. I'm drifting from my preambles on talking about divine realities of the divine reality of God, of our common wisdom. And I'm already going to this thing that the Lord imparted to us that night, and I will. That's where we really should spend the next couple of weeks or so as we get the year started. But I let's close this out properly. See what it says. Thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways. We're going to come back again and again to this scripture, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls. I want to read a couple of other versions, modern versions to you of that scripture before I make my final turn and try to close out tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here. Thank you. In the midst of the darkness of the world, thank you for causing the light of your spirit, the light of your revelation, to continually shine upon our lives. Thank you. Thank you for not forsaking us. Thank you for not forgetting us. Thank you for not abandoning us. Thank you for being with us. You didn't leave us forlorn. You didn't leave us as orphans. You gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us permanently. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our divine everything. Thank you for your divine presence that carries us. Thank you for your divine shield, your divine protection that covers us. Thank you for your divine provision that enables us. Thank you for your divine promotion, divine elevations, divine settling. Thank you for the peace of God, the rest that we have in the midst of the turmoil in the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You take a minute and say thank you to the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We don't take it for granted. We never will. We never will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Shh. thank you. Thank you, God, for the life, the graces of life you've given us. Thank you, God, for our loved ones. Hey, God, how you keep us. Thank you for the river of life that we have. Thank you for the grace and the blessings of open heavens. Thank you. Thank you for putting us over. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Amen. Woo, amen. Let's read a few, let's do this quickly. Let's read a few versions of that scripture. Maybe about three or four other versions I'm going to read out to you here. Let's read first the contemporary English version of Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. The Lord said, "My people, when you stood at the crossroads, I told you, follow the road your ancestors took." Follow the road your ancestors took, and you will find peace. But you refused. What did the ancestors do? In our case, the ancestors were talking about not our biological, our natural ancestors. Like, I'm not talking about my grandfather, my great-grandfather. They didn't know the Lord. Actually, they were Muslims. They did the best they could. They had no revelation of the risen Christ. So he's not talking about those ones. The ancestors he's talking about here are the ones who came long before us, but who walked the same road we're walking, who embraced the risen Christ. The first disciples, the early church, those are our ends. In this case, for us, for them, the Old Testament saints, he was talking about the previous ancestors before. But for us, he's talking about those who walked this road with the Holy Spirit. Those who dealt with turmoil in life, but who had embraced the risen Christ. Who knew Jehovah God for themselves. Who had the Holy Spirit as a gift that they had been endowed with. Say, listen, CEV, the Lord said, "My people, when you stood at the crossroads, I told you, follow the road your ancestors took, and you will find peace, but you refuse." Let's read ESV, English Standard Version. Thus says the Lord, "Stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. And find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." Look at it. Ancient paths. Ancient paths. They may not be glitzy. They may not have the alluring effect of a lot of the glitz and the glam in our world today. But that good way, that old way, is the way of life. That's the way of favor. It's the way of deliverance. It's the way of godly wisdom. Uncommon wisdom. Oh, Jesus. I gotta try to get away from this. So at least I can say one or two things and stir us up about knowing God and seeking to know Him. Because that's really the most important thing. You know, we can't elevate the gift above the giver. Bible says in James 1:17, all good gifts and all perfect gifts come from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. Now, in James 1:5, he talk about the gift of uncommon wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give it freely, liberally, without upbraiding, So only in faith you should ask. Well, so wisdom, uncommon wisdom, is a gift. It's one of the many gifts. Many gifts. All of this divine everything, everything. Those are gifts. Everything the Lord wants to do in our lives through his divine power. These are all gifts. But we can't elevate these gifts above the giver, the creator. So we've got to press into knowing him. This season has got to be about knowing him. About knowing his heart. About seeking after him, pursuing after him. This season has got to be about drawing closer to him. You know, there is no cap to knowing God. You know that, don't you? There is no depth. There is no limit to the depths of knowing God. And one of the difficulties, and I'm just going with the Holy Spirit. I left my versions of Jeremiah 6:16. It's almost time. I hope you are flowing with me. I'm going to close this up in just a couple of minutes here. But we'll come back to this. But one of the challenges that people like us who every year we do a Daniel fast, or you've been working with the Lord for a while, and you believe you are growing, you've taken certain steps. One of the difficulties that we can have is if we're not careful, we can cap out. We can almost cap out, like, I don't know how to go higher now. I don't know how to, 20 years, 25, 30, 35, 40 of doing the same thing. It's like, I don't know how to go up higher. But there is an up higher. There is a higher place. There is a deeper place in God. So how do we get there? I mean, people who walk with the Lord, like, what the Bible tells, come back and read it next week about Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God. He walked in habitual fellowship. He lived a complete life, 365 years. That's in Genesis chapter 5. And the Bible says God took him. He lived a complete life. But how does someone walk 365 years in habitual fellowship with God? And that human is imperfect. I mean, obviously, the only way that can happen is that on his journey, Enoch kept knowing God more. He kept discovering more and more about God. Because two can't walk together. Amos 3:3 tells us, two can't walk together unless they are agreed. So, last year, he must have known God less than he knows God this year. And he keeps aspiring. He keeps pushing. That aspiration, that deep passion and desire is what I'm praying that you would have. All of us. That we will have. That we will grow in the knowledge of our God. Let's close out. Sorry, I'm going to leave Jeremiah 6:16. I'm going to come back to it sometime. The Lord will help us. But let's close out tonight. It's almost time to stop here. Let's close out in Hosea chapter 6. Let's just read that. Hosea chapter 6. That's my prayer for you and for myself tonight in this season. That we won't cap out in our knowing the Lord or in our walking with God. We just won't get bored. Like, what's left? What's more? No, that we will find a higher place and we'll find how to get there. We'll find the deeper place, the deeper depths, and we'll find out how to get there. And that's why a time of a fast is so powerful, so awesome. This is not a time to be asking for this bucket list of things that we've always wanted to talk about. No, no. It's a time to really just press into God more and more for ourselves, for us, to know Him more, to walk in closer intimacy, in deeper fellowship with Him. Let's read Hosea chapter 6. Let's try to close out here. It says in Hosea chapter 6 from verse 1, "Come and let us return unto the Lord. For He has torn and He will heal us. He has smitten and He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight." Verse 3. "Then shall we know," that's that word, Hebrew word, yada, "if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Oh, glory to God. "Then shall we know," shall we yada, develop intimacy in our relationship with Him. Cultivate a closer walk. Cultivate deeper experiential knowledge of Him. If, watch that now. If, it's a condition. We will know if we follow. It's if we press. If we press. The Amplified version uses the word zealous. Let me actually read the entire verse from the Amplified. He says, yes, let us know. And he puts in parentheses, recognize, be acquainted with, and understand Him. I just love those. I love those words. Recognize. Talk about it again. Be acquainted with and understand Him. Let us be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, to give heed to Him, to cherish Him. Let's be zealous. That's zealous. That word zealous. That's the one I wanna leave us with tonight. To develop a greater zeal in the pursuit of God. A greater zeal. Like we've never even known Him before. Like we've never even experienced Him before. That we're just yearning. We're not bored. We're not tired. We're not capped out. We don't feel like, we don't know where to go next. No. Just like we've never even experienced Him yet. Like we're just so excited. Like we're little children. We just got in the candy store. We just started exploring in this adventure of our faith walk with Him. We just started learning about our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Woo! We just started learning and partaking of His divine nature. We just started learning about His love, and we're learning more about His love, and then we are taking on the nature of His love. We're going to come to that next week. I think we will. The Lord will help us get there. Oh, Jesus. We just started learning about His mercy, how He's so, you know, there's no depth to His love. There's no limit to the depth of His love, I should say. There's no limit to the depth of His mercy. There's no limit to the depth of His forgiveness. Like, you know, so when you talk about knowing Him, to know more of His love, know more of His mercy, know more of His forgiveness, know more of His kindness, know more of His holiness, to partake, to cry out daily, Lord, help me partake of Your holiness. Help me partake of Your holiness. Help me. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Help me partake of more of Your holiness, more of Your love, more of Your mercy, more of Your kindness. A lot of which we have already experienced in little fractions and little bits and pieces. But that there is so much more in God, and we want it. It's my prayer for you. He said, let's be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, to give heed, to cherish Him. His going forth is prepared and certain as the dawn. He will come to us as the heavy rain, as the latter rain that waters the earth. Let's close out here. Oh, that's the cry of my heart. I believe that's the cry of your heart. So let's pursue Him. In this season, as we fast, as we pray, as we study, as we do different things, as we fellowship, as we different, here is what it is. Let's pursue Him. Let's be like David, who said, as the deer pants for the water brooks, my soul longs after You. I'm coming after You with everything that I have. I want to partake more of You, more and more and more and more. Reveal the Father to me, precious Holy Spirit, more of Him. Reveal His nature. Reveal who He is. Reveal His heart. I want to have more of Your heart. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you make that your prayer as we close tonight? Do it. Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal more of the Father to me. Reveal His heart. Reveal, impart more and more of His nature to me. I want to know you. Thank You, Father, for blessing us tonight, for Your mighty presence in our service. I give You praise. Thank You for Your children, all of Your beloved children. Bless them tonight. Bless them through this month. Bless them through this year, all of us, as we pursue You. As we pursue You, reveal Yourself to us. I give You praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for being with us tonight. Woo, glory to God. Look forward to seeing you next week. Have a good night.